Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And joining us is the commander of the War Federation of Allegheny County and chair of this year's Veterans Day Parade, retired Army Sergeant Major Joe Podolinski. Sergeant Major, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
First and foremost, thank you for your service to our country.
It is my honor, sir.
And in your role, you are part of the parade committee. So, as you know, one of the largest in the nation. And it kicks off at 10:30 tomorrow. Looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate, sir.
Well, that's great. I know a few years ago we had rain, but, you know, this year it looks good. So, we are the oldest and the continuous parade in America.
Is that right? I did not know that.
And yes, sir. We beat New York by an hour and a half. We do it 10:30 when they started it. Theirs, it was at noon.
Outstanding. I love it.
How big of a parade will we have this year?
Well, I think we have 100 and some units in the parade this year. So I think we're up to about 107 units. So.
And as a veteran, sir, what does this mean to our men and women who have served?
Oh, that's a great deal. I mean, this year we're honoring the Vietnam veterans, and we had a dinner Wednesday the 5th of this month honoring our Vietnam veterans. And, you know, it's just something we appreciate, male and female soldiers. So it's a great honor to be the commander this year.
And tell us about your service, please.
Well, I volunteered for the draft in 1969, and I didn't go to Vietnam. I went to Germany. Then I had a six-year break, and then I went into the Pennsylvania National Guard and spent 34 years.
And 34 years, career officer. And when you hear about the young men and women in, say, the post-9/11 service after 20 years of war there, are you able to connect with them in some way?
Yes, yes. We still, I still communicate with some of the soldiers I served with. Actually, this year we had Group D from Washington, PA, and the attack battalion out of Johnstown. We had our second year reunion this year. So it was kind of a unique experience. We had a UH-1 helicopter there, so it was nice.
Can you describe for us what a typical day was like when you were serving in the Guard?
Yeah, it was basically weekends, and then 2 weeks out of the year, we did our duties, you know, served, try to keep up to date with all the technologies of today. Yes, sir.
And this parade will last for how long, Sergeant Major?
Probably around 2 hours, 2.5 max.
And all branches will be represented?
Yes, sir.
And what message would you like to give the rest of us who have not served?
Well, I think it's an honor to serve our country. I just, I found it, you know, you meet different people, different nationalities and different religions. And it just, it's a brotherly and sisterly love that you bond with people. So it's just something that you will never forget in your life, that you still run into, you still meet people, you enjoy time together. So I just think it's a bond that you never forget.
Well, we appreciate you taking time. Salute you and the men and women who serve and their families who have also sacrificed greatly. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Major Joe Podolinski, retired Army and commander of the War Federation of Allegheny County and chair of this year's Veterans Day Parade, with a special salute to Vietnam vets.
And in terms of service, at moment right now, less than 1% of Americans are serving in our military right now. Back in 2023, the estimate was 1.3 million active duty members in the U.S.
That's a great point.
It's a very exclusive club.
It is, and the other 99% of us should be grateful. And this region, if you talk to veterans, is especially appreciative. In southwestern Pennsylvania, per capita, we have one of the highest serving men and women veteran groups in the country. And what I didn't know going in is our Veterans Day Parade is the oldest.
We learned by that 90 minutes, by the way. And oh, by the way, as of 2023, about 6% of the American population, just under 16 million, are military veterans.
So thank a veteran. I know a lot of people do that anytime they can, but this weekend and into Veterans Day Tuesday would be especially nice. Coming up, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show is going to be filmed, not in Cleveland. They've done this. It's going to be in L.A. Do you know?
Oh, you mean the presentation ceremony?
Yeah, the big party with the rock music and other artists doing some of the artists' songs, the covers. Some of those shows have been actually really outstanding.
I guess they have it there because it's easier to get people there. You know, like if they're already around.
Do you know who's on the list? You'll find out. Coming up, stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Tomorrow night, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2005 induction class will be at the Los Angeles, you know, the big thing where they do the... What's the name of that?
The Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah, no, not the Hollywood Bowl.
The Coliseum?
No, it's the place where they do the Oscars.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched the Oscars in decades. I wouldn't have any
Last time you watched the Oscars.
Let's find out.
Peter Fonda was
I think Billy Crystal was the host. Let me put it that way.
So they're going to have... Is it the Dolby Theater? Thank you, Andy.
Okay.
Andy Lindberg.
What is the Dolby Theater, Larry?
It's the theater in Los Angeles.
No, that was my Jeopardy answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is... So, here's the list. Bad Company. Can you name one song?
Feel Like Making Love.
Wow. That didn't take long.
No.
Chubby Checker. The guy that invented the
I'll
twist.
Never forget when I drove by his home in New Orleans, and it stood out, by the way.
Joe Cocker. Who could forget him? You are so...
And the duet with Jennifer Warren's Up Where We Belong back in the early 80s. A beautiful song.
Cyndi Lauper. Time After Time. She's had a bunch of hits. She's still performing.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Is that true, Aaron?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You've heard that song before.
Yeah, absolutely. Girls Want to Have Fun, Shop, Get Their Nails Done, Eat.
Outcast.
Yeah. Hey Ya, right?
Yeah, that's the song, Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Yes.
Soundgarden and the White Stripes. And then there's two categories, musical influence, Salt and Pepper, and Warren Zevon, who just fairly recently passed.
Yeah, Warren Zevon was like a one-hit wonder for radio people, but boy, did he have a following. Werewolves of London, right?
Werewolves of London. You know, he performed that on the Ed Sullivan show, or somebody's show, and was never asked back.
Yeah, definitely, you know, kind of on the edge of what was going on at that time, but babe, I remember it well.
I actually enjoy watching these shows because a lot of times you see other artists do their songs, you know, or groups of artists, famous people.
Yeah, and like they'll cover the person's song, right? Or the group.
Yeah. Yeah. Elton John's going to perform as one of
them. Well, there's a reason to tune in, right? In and of itself, right?
Yeah. He's going to be doing, let's see, whose songs Elton John is doing. I just heard this. Anyway, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is tomorrow night in Los Angeles, not in Cleveland.
Yeah, plus they're set up, I think, at the Dolby Theater to put on a big show. Probably have trouble doing that in Cleveland.
What is it, Andy? Peacock? It used to be the Dolby, right? Or no, it's a, who knows? They changed names.
Yeah, the sponsors come, the sponsors go, right?
Naming rights. What else is going on? What's on your radar? What are you doing this weekend, Aaron?
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Aaron. He's going to start with you.
That's all right. I am not doing too much. I'm entering a very busy season performance-wise. I do a Christmas show with my church, so lots of rehearsals coming up. So this weekend's very chill.
Yeah, for me personally, I don't have a Pitt game. They're on a bye week, and the Steelers are in Los Angeles.
Hey, it's a vacation weekend for
Sunday
Larry.
Sunday night. Chores! What are you doing?
I have a fairly busy weekend ahead. A friend of mine and I plan to get together for early dinner. In my world, that's an early dinner. And then we're going to check out that new movie, Nuremberg.
Yeah, I might go to the movies.
And then when I woke up this morning, a friend had texted me and wanted to know if I'd go to the game the Mountaineers game with Colorado tomorrow, but I'm going to be busy doing other things. But yeah, and then on Sunday, there's the usual running around. And yeah, so I'll take some time and sit in front of the TV and watch the NFL, I'm sure.
And they're about to announce the Grammy Award nominees. And that shows not till February 1st, but they announced the nominees this morning. Guess where? From Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And the ceremony will take place at the Crypto.com arena.
Crypto.com?
No, I assume.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Assume that the crypto.com is what used to be Staples Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
It's the, yeah.
three Chinese astronauts stranded in orbit.
Yeah, we can't even hear that word, right?
It's remember on Pee-wee's Playhouse when they would say a certain word and then the whole room would erupt? Well,
yes.
Our word is China.
You've created that. Especially with this music.
Oh, boy.
Three Chinese astronauts are stranded in orbit after some space junk hit their return capsule. So they've got to wait till Beijing tries to figure something out.
I guess they can't chance it on re-entry because of the pressurization problems or the fact that the, you know, some damage could somehow prevent them from getting back, maybe like the heat shield or whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but this happened, as Aaron said, this is happening a lot.
It is. I don't get
Well, actually, when you think about all the stuff that's flying around up there, it's amazing it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt I would be comfortable. Oh, by the way, they've already been there 6 months.
So I'm sure they've been enjoying one another's company.
I wonder if they took the odor eliminator knockout with them.
And honestly, what are they eating? Packaged food.
Chinese food.
Egg rolls.
I don't think they have egg rolls in space.
Spring roll.
Freeze dried.
pretty hard to fry in space, I would imagine.
I wonder, though, if I asked the president what the Chinese astronauts were eating, what he'd say.
Yep.
And there you have it.
Friday is. Can you tell?
Oh, my.
Our chair will check in with Marty, see what he's working on here in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, Friday Night Lights, our high school football game of the week. It's time for playoffs. Yes, McKeesport taking on Thomas Jefferson at Char Valley. And joining us on our live stream is Hall of Fame writer from the Post-Gazette. Nobody knows more about high school sports, in particular football and basketball, than Mike White. And you can log on to kdkradio.com and see Mike on the radio, thanks to Metropolitan Window Company. Michael, good morning.
Hello, Lair. How are you?
Good. I always love this time of year for the playoffs, and I know it means so much to the players, their families, the fans, the community, really. And the community really, in this case, is going to rally around this game tonight. It's a marquee matchup.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the best games of the weekend. We have semifinal games, quarterfinal games, Lair. And I've always said, to me, and doing this for so long, the WPIL quarterfinals and semifinals in basketball and football are, to me, the best things of the entire high school sports year. Crowds are better. It just seems like, for whatever reason. And boy, and you've got a semifinal game tonight that is a marquee matchup. It's a rematch of last year's championship, but it's a marquee matchup also because of the running backs involved. And I'm talking about McKeesport's Keymon Spell and Thomas Jefferson's Tyler Eber. Spell, Laird, ranked the number one running back in the junior class in the country. And there's a lot of interest in him in his future in college. He had committed to Penn State, but after James Franklin was let go, he has opened up his recruitment. I think there's a chance he might end up at Notre Dame. He's even looking at Georgia now. But he's averaging 12 yards a carry, and 12 yards a carry for the last 2 years. And you look at Tyler Eber, he's not the same kind of running back as Spell, smaller, doesn't have the size and speed, but he has 4,000 yards the past two seasons. He just went over 4,000. So a really big game as far as a rematch of last year's championship. But the running back matchup makes it really special.
And Mike, with Bill Chirpak, the legendary coach now for TJ, they're always in the conversation. What is it about Chirp that makes him so successful year after year?
You know, if anybody knew that and could figure it out, you'd probably bottle it and use it for every school. But I think number one is, you know, he's not fancy, and he's basic with their stuff. And the Lair, they always play kind of the same way. A strong running game, usually strong lines, and he adjusts to his personnel. And it's just a case of, I think, once you establish a program, winning breeds winning. And really, he's the one of the best, if not the best coach, in my eyes, in any sport in WPL history. I mean, he has 10 WPL titles, more than anybody in football history. And he has 5 state championships, more than any WPL football coach. And even if you go look at other sports, not a lot of people win 10 WPL titles. And as I call him, you know, the GOAT is used a lot of times in sports. Well, he's the Billy Goat of WPL.
Nice. We're with Mike White from the Post-Gazette and, of course, part of our team all year that does a great job covering high school football and basketball. I was thinking driving in this morning, Mike, how the landscape has changed. You mentioned star running back, known in the country. What I'm referring to is I'm thinking of Pitt's Mason Heinchel, who last year was in high school outside of Toledo in a place called Oregon, Ohio. And now he's going to get paid, like in excess, I'm sure, just speculating, over $1 million. He's 18 years old. So that's a different mindset now for high school players as they go through their seasons, because it's real for the few who can break through. But there's a real chance for some of these stars to make money.
Well, not a real chance. There's a definite chance. In fact, Larry, I did a pretty big story before the season. I talked to most of the kids who had, in the senior class, WPL, had committed to power conference schools. And what I found out, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're a 5-star or a 3-star, a lot of these kids are being told that, you know, they'll get a couple $100,000 as a freshman, even if they aren't playing much. And that's the going rate for a lot of the power conference schools. And I had a couple kids tell me from the WPIL, they were even offered $400,000 or more, as a freshman. And wow. The other thing a lot of them said was, you know, whether you like it or not, you said I was changing their senior years in high school. Some of them are playing for money. And what I mean by that is, they've been told by coaches, hey, you have a really good senior year. You show us more of yourself, you're going to get more money next year as a freshman. Now, that isn't why they're playing. They still play for a lot of pride. But you know what? It's a fact. Some of them with a really good senior year, they're going to get more money next year.
It has been a game changer in sports. And I'm sure they haven't settled on how to put the guardrails on it for the future. But in the meantime, with the transfer portal and those big NIL money deals, it's hard for coaches now, especially at the collegiate level, year to year, to keep a team together. You've seen that. And they're all over these high school players. But look at Pitt. They got Mason Heinchel. They got Sean Lee. They got their running back that's a true freshman. So they're leaning on the youth to win.
Yeah, and Larry, that might be a little rare because, I know in basketball there are kids in division that are Division I prospects, players, future, that aren't being recruited by Division I schools because these schools are saying in basketball, you know what, I'll recruit a few high school kids, but I'm going to take kids who are already played maybe 2 years, 1 or 2 years in college at Division I level and are transferring rather than go out and spend all my money on high school kids. And has really affected Division II prospects in basketball and football in high school, because those Division II schools are now in college are looking and going, you know what, I'll take a few high school kids, but I'll take my kids that are coming down from Division I that didn't make it in Division I and are coming down to our level. So it has affected many, many kids, and it has affected high school recruiting greatly. Not the top of the line kids, they're still going to get it, but it's the guys who maybe are the next in line who it is affected greatly.
Makes me wish I would have stuck with football or hockey.
You'd have been $1 million kid.
I'd had 2 years of grade school football, the St. Ursula Vikings, and the reason I quit was I took the angle of pursuit to avoid contact, but the problem was I was on defense. I just got a text. Marty Griffin, ask Mike, Hey, what about Central? Don't ignore Central Catholic. What's their chances here this year? They've been rolling.
Here, of course, Marty Griffin. Got to talk about Central, right? But, I mean, they're playing Cannon McMillan tonight, and Cannon McMillan nicer in the playoffs, but they're going to roll. They're going to be in the finals, and I can't see whoever wins Norman North Allegheny. Great story there. Norman could be, they could make it to the championship for the first time in their school history. But the Central, you know, it's not a clear path because there's some pretty good teams in the East, namely Harrisburg and LaSalle College, who they lost to. But they have a chance of winning the state championship this year, but it won't be as easy as people think. There's some good teams out there. But winning the WPIL, that seems like a given for Central.
There you go, Marty. There's your Central update. Mike White, read all about it in the Post-Gazette and listen here at KDKA for the great work that he and our team do every week. Mike, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Take care, buddy.
You got it. Hall of Fame writer. McKeesport versus Thomas Jefferson tonight at Char Valley right here. And our coverage starts at 6.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.